This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hump day, you've crested the peak of the week. It's all downhill from here. Smile, life is good. And we have a gigantic show for you tonight. First of all, before I go anywhere else, let me go ahead and tease a little something here. That's what we see in the radio industry. An hour from now, we have an announcement coming about something that's coming. That's a lot of coming. Either way, there's an announcement coming about something that's coming an hour from now, and you are going to want to be seated and ready to go for that announcement, giving you a heads up right now. That's something. Here's something else. In fact, we're going to get to this in just a minute or two. Sending the troops into American cities like Chicago. Trump says he's going to go through with it. Not saying I'm against it at all, but I have a concern, and I want to talk to you about this. We're going to think through this. I'm a little bit worried about something. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about communists being young mass murderers. Americans still are having a hard time making ends meet. People aren't talking about that enough. We're going to talk about having gas on a plane. Why would a guy be so bold as to tow away an ICE vehicle? The Secret Service can't shoot. Putin and Z are discussing how to live forever. All that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's talk about where we're at as a country, where you're at, where I'm at, the condition of our cities, and the appropriate response to it. And let's acknowledge the risks involved. Okay, you just stay with me for a few as we walk through this. First of all, Americans, many Americans, I would argue most, have a desire, not necessarily to live in a city. Maybe you love living in a city. Maybe you don't ever want to go, but to visit one from time to time. Even if you're more of a rural person, a country person, most people, you know, want to go take in a show. Want to take the wife out. Yeah, you want to go shopping. Want a nice restaurant. Something a city can offer you that you don't have access to. But there's a problem. American cities are filthy, smelly, and dangerous. They're full of crime. American cities, almost universally, not totally universal, but almost universally, are not a place, if you have a daughter, I don't, but if you have a daughter, that you would in any way feel comfortable if she had to walk 5 city blocks at midnight by herself, no chance. Name me the American city where you'd be fine with that. You can't. And as we've talked about before, we've kind of gotten to this place of acceptance. We've been conditioned over years and years and years of watching it to just kind of accept that's how it is. New York City, you know I love it. You know Ob loves it. Ob has gone to New York City, I believe, twice with her sisters. One was with her sisters. The other one was with a group of girls. Just her girlfriends. They were going to see some stupid Broadway show and take in a concert. Even then, this was years ago. Together at all times, not out late, not just having to take precautions. Now, she wouldn't go and I wouldn't let her go. Too dangerous. And we've been conditioned to accept that, well, that's cities. And American Democrats, I should point out, who are the cause of this, they're the reason cities are that way. They have been pushing a lie forever. In fact, wannabe President J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, pushed this same lie, the lie that's been pushed over and over again, the lie that is, well, that's just how cities are. It's crime. It happens.
You're going to hear people, especially this past weekend, 54 shot, 7 dead.
Yeah.
They're going to say the city's not safe. Would you ask your friends to ride the L after midnight or after, you know, 9 o'clock at night even to come down to the city from O'Hare?
Look, big cities have crime. There's no doubt about it. But
they love that lie. The lie that covers up what they've done and why they've done it. Democrats have made cities Sodom and Gomorrah, havens for criminals of all types, because it helps them politically. It helps them stay in power. They care not for the condition of the people inside of the cities. They only care about themselves. And so they let criminals out of jail. They let the homeless people pee on the sidewalk. They flood the place with illegals. And then when you get angry about it, when the nation starts to pay attention, they do the J.B. Pritzker thing of, hey, it's a big city, man. That's just kind of how it is. But as we've discussed many times, that's not true. There are cities around the world, not just one, around the world that are very, very safe, very clean. There's going to be some form of criminal behavior wherever you are, no question about it, but I brought it up before. I'll bring it up again. I mentioned your daughter walking 5 blocks at midnight by herself. If I had one, she could do that in Tokyo. Women do it all the time. Nothing's going to happen to them. They'll be fine. And Tokyo is far bigger than New York City, LA, Chicago. So it's not a number of people thing, and it's not a city thing. It's a Democrat thing. And I know you hate that, and so do I. I don't want to not go to Memphis. You ever been to Memphis? I've been to Memphis a couple times. A lot of cool history, amazing barbecue. You can't go to Memphis anymore. Memphis is a war zone now. I want to be able to go to Memphis. Memphis is a city in my country, in a state I love. Don't you want to go? Of course, but you can't. And so we want the situation changed. We want the situation fixed. We want to fix what Democrats have broken in this country. What big city Democrats have broken, we want to fix. That's a fact. You do, and I do. Now, we look at what Donald Trump did with the National Guard in Washington, D.C. And this is going to be important. Details matter. Remember that. Details matter. Big, big headlines, simplicity, sells really well on social media, easily digestible. Details matter. First of all, what is actually happening in Washington, D.C.? What is going on? Well, here's what's going on. Trump brought in the National Guard. The National Guard has a physical presence all over D.C. The National Guard being physically there is a deterrent, a huge deterrent. Guys in camouflage with guns, big deterrent. He's using the National Guard for a variety of things. They're standing guard, obviously. They're picking up trash, doing DC beautification, things like that. He's using the National Guard there. And that, in turn, is freeing up the Washington, D.C. Police Department to do their jobs. And there's another little benefit, because we're about to talk about this as it pertains to other cities. The Washington, D.C. politicians, who are air fingers, quote, in charge, are helping. Remember, I played you the audio. Chris, you can find it if you want. If not, it's no big deal. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser when she came out, and she didn't scream and yell about what Donald Trump was doing in D.C. She came out and said, crime's down. This is down. This is down. This is down. The D.C. political establishment, they're all filthy communists. They are publicly saying, hey, crime's down. It's working.
Having more federal law enforcement officers on the street. We think having more stops that got to illegal guns has helped. We think that there's more accountability in the system, or at least perceived accountability in the system, that is driving down illegal behavior. We know
yeah, we got it. So why is she saying that? She, the mayor of D.C., obviously in charge, kind of the D.C. Police Department. They're all on board. Crime is down. The American people are watching as our capital goes from being a nightmarish war zone like Juarez into being a clean, beautiful place you could visit with your children again. And we all look and say, nice. Go do that in New York City. Go fix Chicago, L.A., Memphis. Go. And Trump said he's going to go. But have we thought this all the way through? Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Of course, it's a hump day, only 45 minutes or so, give or take, away from our big announcement on what's coming on the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to what we were talking about. You, me, we're upset with the condition of American cities. I want to be able to go to Chicago, take my wife to New York. I want to feel safe. I want it to be clean. I want it to be normal like other cities are around the country. Democrats have destroyed them. And so we sit back and we watch. We watch as Donald Trump, to his credit, brings the National Guard into Washington, D.C. And just like that, murders are gone. The carjackings, the robberies, the just like that. If you wanted to right now, and you wanted to stay in the appropriate part of town, we'll get to that in a moment, it's going to matter. You wanted to go see the Capitol, see the sites, visit the Lincoln Memorial, Vietnam Memorial, but you could take your family, small children too, and you could go without worry. And we look at that and we say, wow, why don't we do that everywhere? Why don't we do that everywhere? And I'm not, I want to stress this, and I might have to stress this a couple times, I'm not saying don't. When it comes to places like Chicago, that's going to be the main topic here, but it'll apply to everywhere, New Orleans, everywhere. I'm not saying don't, but Trump brought it up today.
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when, we're going in.
He's talking about Chicago here. He was asked about Chicago. This is what he says.
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when we're going in. When you lose, look, I have an obligation. This isn't a political thing. I have an obligation. When we lose, when 20 people are killed over the last 2.5 weeks and 75 are shot with bullets. So let me tell you a little story about a place called D.C., District of Columbia, right here where we are. It's now a safe zone. We have no crime. We have It's in such great shape. You can go and actually walk with your children, your wife, your husband. You can walk right down the middle of the street. You're not going to be shot, Peter.
Sounds good. And I'm not saying it's bad. But there are things we should discuss. First, Chicago. We see headlines. I see them and you see them. Headlines, like the one we read, I forget what the number is, 50-some shot over Labor Day, 7 killed. I think that was close to it. I think it was 54 shot. Doesn't matter. 54 shot, 7 killed over Labor Day weekend in Chicago. We look at that headline. Maybe you see it on social media and you think, oh, my gosh. And yes, it's terrible. I'm not saying it's not terrible. But Chicago is a big place. Where is that happening? I've been to Chicago a couple times. Very big place. Is it everywhere? 54 shot, 7 killed. Is that evenly distributed around the city? It's not. It's not at all. I'm not defending the condition of all of Chicago, but let's discuss Chicago itself and specifically the south side of Chicago. Because whenever you see a headline like that, and there's always a headline like that about Chicago coming, you should know that it is not spread out evenly across the city. It is the war zone that is the south side. What is going on in the south side? What's happening there? Well, go look at a map. As we so often say, look at a map. If you're not driving, look up Chicago on your phone. Chicago, Illinois. Okay. See it? Zoom out. I want you to zoom out. Now, I want you to look at this as if you are a drug smuggler. I want you to look at Chicago. Look at its location. Huh. Pretty strategic, right? Look at those Great Lakes right there. Canada right there to the north. Maybe you're coming up from the south. Is there a better... If you had a cocaine warehouse, let's say you're an evil narco-terrorist and you sell cocaine, a little booger sugar to everybody, and you've got a lot of it, where would you say, looking at a map, thinking about highways, thinking about borders, thinking about proximity, where would you, if you had one warehouse, where would you put it? Chicago. It would at least be on your very short list. You would put it in Chicago. Why are there so many shootings and murders in Chicago? Well, this is something I'm familiar with. Certainly not an expert, but I know a bit about a bit. They're gang shootings. And they're gang shootings because the cartels use the city of Chicago and specifically the south side of Chicago as what amounts to, it's more than one warehouse, I was making it simple, as what amounts to a central hub for drug distribution in Chicago and around the United States of America. The gang members kill each other en masse as fast as they possibly can kill each other, and it's all about control of different aspects of the drug trade in Chicago. Now, how bad is it? We'll talk about that some more in a moment as we just walk through this with me. Just a little mental experiment as we walk through this and my concerns about it. Before we walk through that, I want you to walk onto the campus of Hillsdale College and go sit in for a class. But here's the problem with that. If I walk into Hillsdale College classrooms, they're going to say, "Do you go to school here?" And I'll say, "No." And they'll say, "Well, you can't stay here because this is for students who are attending." Well, that sucks. I want to learn from Hillsdale. Don't you? Don't you want to learn about capitalism, about ancient Rome, the Bible, the Constitution? Don't you want to learn? Well, we can. And we don't have to fly to Hillsdale. We don't have to walk on a campus. We don't have to be escorted out by the campus police department. Hillsdale offers more than 40 free online courses for everybody. Well, for people who listen to this show. At hillsdale.edu/Jesse, you go and enroll at no cost, and you enjoy knowledge with your family, with your friends, at home, at work, on a road trip. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Walking through right now, sending the National Guard into Chicago or the New York City or L.A. or other cities that aren't D.C. So I mentioned Chicago. I mentioned where all the shootings, all the violence takes place. It's on the South Side that has become a gigantic drug hub for the cartels, where gangbangers in Chicago shoot each other as fast as they possibly can. If you would like, shoot, I don't even know where it is. Never mind, I was about to try to point you to a documentary. There are several out there you can watch on the gang violence in Chicago. I would encourage you, just if you have a little time, get past the headlines. Maybe instead of doom scrolling social media tonight, if you have a little extra time, go look one up. I'm sure they're on YouTube or Netflix or Amazon. Go look one up. And what you'll see will be awful and frankly heartbreaking and horrifying. Legions of young black men who will never see the age of 25, and they all know it. They all know they're going to die. They will deal drugs in their gang and for their gang. They will kill as many of the rival gangs as they possibly can, and they themselves will be killed long before they reach the age of 25 or 30, and they all know it. They all do. You'll see video of them cooking up their product in their apartments, putting on ski masks, speaking English allegedly, but it's hard to understand them. You'll get to take tours through the South Side of Chicago. And if I were to blindfold you and tell you I was taking you over to some desolate ground in Afghanistan and ripped the blindfold off your head and drove you through the South Side, you would never look and call me a liar. You would think, oh yeah, this is about what I figured it would look like. Windows blown out. It's awful. Awful. A war zone. And that's where the shootings happen every day. The murders happen every single day. Now, for the other part, and this is the big part. Donald Trump and the National Guard have been able to secure Washington, D.C. because the National Guard is able to supplement a police department that is now essentially under the command of the federal government, because Washington, D.C. belongs to the federal government. Think of Washington, D.C. essentially as a big army base. I know it's not, but think of it like a big army base. And at some point in time, the army said, well, you know, you can rent out some space and stuff. You want to do some Airbnb stuff or whatever, that's fine. Rent it out. I mean, we'll let you run it for a while. And then the army comes in, doesn't like how you run it. Well, it's their base. If they want this here, it's going to be there. That's how the federal government's relationship with D.C. is. It belongs to the federal government. Therefore, the federal government has the authority to command it. And the mayor of D.C., who's a scumbag communist, that Bowser, she was the one writing Black Lives Matter in the street. She knows it. That's why she has to give press conferences. Well, I mean, crime is down. There really aren't any murders anymore. She has no choice. But that is not the case in Chicago. Chicago does not belong to the federal government. New York City doesn't belong to the federal government. L.A., Miami, Seattle, Portland, Milwaukee, Detroit, pick your city. American cities outside of Washington, D.C. do not belong to the federal government. And in fact, a lot of people don't understand the concept of jurisdiction. The federal government, in a lot of ways, has no authority in those places. So, well, why not just bring in the National Guard to do what they're doing in D.C. to supplement the police department? Well, that would work if you have a police department that can be supplemented. The Chicago Police Department is in complete is completely controlled by the communists who run the city of Chicago. This guy, not Donald Trump, not the federal government, this guy calls the shots in the Chicago Police Department.
Are you prepared to defend this land that was built by slaves, a land that was built by indigenous people?
What orders do you think he's going to give the Chicago Police Department when the National Guard come in to supplement them and help them fight crime? What orders? The National Guard, they're in Washington, D.C. right now. Let's say they go to Chicago. What do you think they're going to be doing, and where do you think they're going to be doing it? Going to put them in the South Side? The war zone? Okay. What are their rules of engagement? Did they have live ammunition? Just asking serious questions here. I'm not saying don't send them. I want to continue to repeat that. I'm not saying allow our cities to go to crap. I'm not saying don't send them. I'm saying don't think for a moment that the ease with which they were able to secure Washington, D.C. translates to all the other cities in America we want cleaned up that are not under federal control. And by the way, Donald Trump is no idiot, and the people around him, they're not idiots either. Why do you think they haven't gone in yet? Why do you think he answered like this today?
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in. When you lose, look.
We're going in. He's been saying it for weeks. We're going in. We're going to go in. We're going in. Not yet. I didn't say yet. Why do you think that is? Because they're having the talk I'm having with you every single day in the White House. I guarantee it, if not every other day. Okay, we want to go in. We want to go in. How? What if the cops don't work with us? What if the cops are ordered not to work with us? What if they do go in? What if they go in tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday. What if we show up for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday and a National Guard soldier has shot a black gangbanger in South Chicago? How's that going to play on the news? How do you think that's going to look? What are, and keep in mind, Trump's worried about optics too, like everyone else. What are the optics of that? How's that play across the country? And so much worse. So much, because maybe you shrugged your shoulders and said, I don't care. And don't get me wrong, I wouldn't cry over the gangbanger. What if on Friday we show up and it's a National Guardsman? He's an accountant. He does this 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks out of the year. He's got a wife, two little babies. What if it's an accountant who wears a National Guard uniform laying dead on a Chicago sidewalk on the South Side? How's that play? I am not saying don't go. This is not me saying don't go. But I think this is a much more dangerous journey than people were making it out to be. I think in a world of easily consumed headlines, we see what happened in D.C. and we say, good, send them to Seattle. Nice, go to Portland next. Hey, how about Detroit? Got to clean that place up. Good, send in the troops. It's become a rallying cry that is very, very simple, like most rallying cries are. But like most things in life, it's much more complicated than a rallying cry. And I'm worried. I don't have another point to it. I'm going to move on. I'm going to talk about a lot of other stuff. There's so much great stuff, bad stuff, all kinds of stuff to talk about. But I am concerned. And the day they walk in there, I will be concerned. And if we do fix it, there's benefit in that. What happens when they leave? Can't leave them there forever. I'm concerned. Let's move on. I need some comfort now. That's why I have Cozy Earth. Because when I go home, look, I told you about this a year ago. I've been sleeping in Cozy Earth sheets for a year. I would love to take credit for it. I did not discover Cozy Earth. My wife did. It was Hob. Ob's the one who discovered it. Hey, my girlfriend's telling me about it. And so, of course, we had to get the sheets. Yeah, you want to get some sheets. But apparently, they're bamboo. I still don't understand how that works. Why bamboo is so breathable? Because I get hot. I get way too hot, and Ob doesn't. They work for both of us. And, of course, if you want to be a robe guy, Cozy Earth's the place to go. Your sheets, your robes. Ladies, they have robes for you. All these fancy creams and stuff that Ob loves. I don't understand what they do, but I know she loves them. I know that if you want pants, sweatshirts, Cozy Earth has you covered. Up to 40% off. These are incredible gifts. If you don't even have to think about gifts anymore. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We are down to 10 minutes away from the big announcement of what's coming. I'm so unreasonably excited. Gosh, it's going to offend so many people. All right, so that's coming. One final word on this Chicago thing. Just again, Washington, D.C., you bring in the National Guard, but the federal government is in control of Washington, D.C. We say, you do. That's how it works. It doesn't work that way in other parts of the country. And by the way, it shouldn't, right? You don't want the federal government controlling states, controlling cities. That's how our country was set up. So this is the governor of Illinois.
You're going to hear people, especially this past weekend, 54 shot, 7 dead.
Yeah.
They're going to say, the city's not safe. Would you ask your friends to ride the L after midnight or after, 9 o'clock at night even to come down to the city from O'Hare?
Look, big cities have crime. There's no doubt about it. But
this is the lieutenant governor of Illinois.
If you or someone you love aren't sure what resources exist for immigrants in our state, I want you to go to IllinoisImmigrationInfo.org. On the front page, there's a red button that says Learn Your Rights that takes you to a complete Know Your Rights toolkit where you can access specific guidance for different scenarios.
That's the Lieutenant Governor of Illinois telling illegals about the state website they created to help them avoid deportations. Hey, let's go talk to the senator, Dick Durbin from Illinois, one of them.
Do you think it would make a difference to have some help from the National Guard in Chicago?
Well, it certainly could, but the starting point is this. Local officials, like a governor and a mayor, can work with federal officials to be more effective in reducing crime. That's a given. I accept that. But in the situation in Chicago, this is not a negotiation any way whatsoever.
Now, finally, the mayor.
We'll never be able to end gun violence in Chicago as long as the president continues to allow tens of thousands of guns to be trafficked into our state and our city. The vast majority of guns do not come from Chicago.
A dangerous situation. Let's move off of this. Let's talk about something wonderful. Let's talk about... I hate to put the cart ahead of the horse, especially when it comes to Congress, because you know how I feel about Congress at all times, no matter who controls it. The House, the Senate, it's just the worst place in the world. It's horribly corrupt, and you can't ever get a good bill. There's no such thing as a good bill through Congress. But this whole stopping them from insider trading thing is picking up steam. And there's a very, very weird coalition building on it. And I say that because if I were to sit here and tell you that Tim Burchett of Tennessee, that he's against insider trading and he's coming up with a bill, you'd say, well, yeah, of course. Of course he is. But if I were to sit here and tell you that some of the young ultra-communist radicals are joining forces with guys like Tim Burchett, you'd probably think I was lying, but I am not lying. And Tim Burchett got up today and went off about the subject. He's dead right.
But look, we're public servants. We're stewards of the community. Nobody's above the law. You hear that? It's kind of become cliche up here. But for years, members of Congress We know they've gotten rich using hardworking American taxpayers' money. We members sit on committees. We attend private meetings where we gain privilege information about companies. And Congress appropriates money to economic sectors that may overlap with members' own portfolios. I call out the war pimps a lot. I worry about us voting on wars that we're going to send our kids off to that we couldn't even find on a dadgum globe. And members having owning stock in those things. The American taxpayer always gets the short end of the stick, and Congress seems to profit at their expense. This body has been enriching itself on the taxpayer's dime, and dadgum it, it's got to stop. The president's already said he would sign a bill banning stock trading for members of Congress if passed. I think the real test is going to be whether Congress has the guts to stand up and do what's right.
I feel like it might happen. Now, granted, Jewish producer Chris, of course, had to be all over it, and he had to dig through some old audio, and he had to find Grandma Vodka, apparently after a couple extra shots, talking about it.
Madam Speaker, Insider just completed a five-month investigation finding that 49 members of Congress and 182 senior congressional staffers have violated the Stock Act, the insider trading law. I'm wondering if you have any reaction to that, and secondly, should members of Congress and their spouses be banned from trading individual stocks while serving in Congress?
No, I don't know to the second one. We have a responsibility to report in the stock, on the stock, but I'm not familiar with that 5-month review. But if the people aren't reporting, they should be. Because this is a free market, and people, we are a free market economy. They should be able to participate in that.
Yeah, that's because her husband participates in that. There's probably been no person trying to think. I don't think there's a single person in the United States government who has been in possession of more insider knowledge about the government's involvement in the economy, what it's going to do, what it's not going to do. I don't think there's a single person that has more knowledge in her head than Nancy Pelosi does over the last 20, 30 years. Chris, am I off base on that? Is there someone I'm not thinking of? Yeah. She's probably number one, and she beats Warren Buffett on the stock market every year. Or, I'm sorry. Her husband does. Yeah, Chris said, significantly beats the best mind. They're insider trading. And I feel, maybe, Chris, write this down. Maybe I'm stupidly hopeful. Maybe I'm just in a good mood. I feel like this might be something that gets done. And if it gets done, it might be the only good law Congress has ever passed in my lifetime. Look, I'll take one. Hey, let's take one. Whatever. You. I have a fun announcement for you. We'll go to that in a moment. First, I want to announce this to you. Everybody hear me. You don't have to live with pain. The physical pain. The nagging daily pain. I'm not talking about bumping your head, which I really hate. That drives me crazy. Relief Factor can't help with that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your body hurting in various ways. Does your back hurt? What don't you do that you used to do? There's something. Maybe you can't perform like you used to at work. Maybe you don't play racquetball anymore. But whatever you don't do that you used to, because of pain, take it back. That's a part of your life. Don't give it up. Try Relief Factor before you give it up. People accept that they have to live with this chronic pain and it'll always be there, and it's not true at all. Relief Factor is here to take your pain away. 3 weeks of it is only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It's a supplement, drug-free supplement. Go. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.